بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, but being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sitting here right now is only the kindness, the grace, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has for us. Allah ta'ala has reserved Jannat for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Is it an Ummah marhuma wa Rabbun ghafoor? This Ummah is Ummah marhuma. Such an ummah upon whom is the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, marhuma. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ummah marhuma. Allah special mercy upon this ummah. And Allah together with this says, wa rabbun ghafoor. The ummah upon whom is the rahmat of Allah, and they have a Rabb that is most forgiving. Most forgiving. Like we have the dua of the night of Lailatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. فَعَفُ عَنِّي وَفَعَفُ عَنَّا. فَعَفُ عَنِّي يَلَّا forgive me. فَعَفُ عَنَّا forgive us. We use the plural all the better also. يَلَّا not only me, forgive the entire ummah. يَلَّا you are عَفُوٌ. Who is عَفُو? Allah has different attributes. Allah is غَفُور. Allah is غَافِر. Allah is غَفَّار. Allah is ودود. All these are names of Allah that Allah taught us these names. Allah wants us to recognize Him. Allah Ta'ala taught us His name so we know who Allah is. Don't think of Allah how we would think of Allah, like how we think of human beings. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When Allah describes Himself, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala introduced Himself to Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wa Salam through Quran, through Ahadith, and through His attributes. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, if a person now is Zaloom, Zaloom, he oppresses Himself, oppresses people, more Himself by doing wrong a'mal. Allah says, if you are zaloom, then make tawbah, I am ghafoor. Same scale, you are zaloom, I am ghafoor. And if you go further, you are zalim, Allah says, I am ghafir. If you are zalam, hyperbole, superlative. Lot of zulam, lot of oppression, lot of bad deeds, dark life. Zulam, darkness upon darkness. Allah says you became zulam. Allah says, don't worry, I am ghaffar. I will tell you it off. Don't think Allah is bigger than me. The Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say that if you take all the impurities of the world and throw it into the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His qudrat sends one wave and the ocean is sparked, tahir and mutahir. It's pure, you can make wuzu, your ghusl is valid. You can come with all the napaki and filth and dirt of your sins and your gunas. Allah's one wave of rahmat is enough. One wave of rahmat is enough to destroy all the sins. And all the effects. Allah is ghafoor, Allah is afu. There's a difference between the two. One is ghafoor, Allah forgives. Afu means Allah forgives and He deletes and wipes out. This is the night. Mufassirin Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was his view that Laylatul Qadr is 27 night. And many ulama too. They say 27. If you look at Suratul Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Fi Laylatul Qadr, the word, the night of Qadr, of power, of decree, has 9 letters. Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr is the first time mentioned in the surah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Again repeated, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. So he says three times this word is mentioned in the surah, and this word comprises of 9 letters. 9, 18, 27. Secrets of Quran Sharif. He said, my view is 27 night is the night of power. And even if there are difference of opinion, what is there for Allah not to give it to us? If we come with desire and talab, Ya Allah, I want to, Allah's door is never closed. One great alim, one great arif, a person who, very close to Allah, what do you call a buzruk, giving a bayan. and imploring and appealing to the people, turn to Allah, make tawbah, change your life. Continue knocking the door of Allah. Allah will open the day one. Allah will open the door one day. Don't stop. Adjacent to the masjid, as the old ladies was, the houses were all joined. There was an old lady staying there. Now her level of taqwa, understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was much more than the alim also. She heard this. She couldn't contain herself. So from there she shouted out. She said, "Oh Mulana, oh alim, oh buzruk. You see that continue tapping the door of Allah, one day He will open. When did Allah close the door? When did He close the door? I never heard Allah ever closing the door. The door is always open. It's up to me and you to take the step inside and to leave behind what Allah doesn't want. The door is always open." But this is the night of Qadr, according to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, many, many Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Although the difference of opinion, as we say, if Allah wants to give it, Allah will give it still. So on this night, the Masnoon dua we read, Allahumma innaka afoon, Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah explained this word of afu. What do you mean Allah is forgiveness? And he will make tarjumah. That Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa. Also from afu, afwa. Ya Allah, you are an embodiment of forgiveness and you love to forgive. You love to forgive in our terms. Ya Allah, it is your passion. It is your hobby. It is your pastime. Like how people ask us for a favor. What do you tell him? You know who's the boss? Done. What do you say? Done. Like in the past tense, don't even ask. You're speaking to the boss, Allah says, done. You just raise your hands and you say, Ya Allah, maaf karna. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Immediately, without any delay, is a pastime, hobby and passion of Allah. Allah never holds back. We are uncertain whether I'm forgiven, or therefore we lapse again. Allah says, forgiven, forgotten, no record. If tonight you have to pass away and go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the book of deeds are open, your past sins is no record. Malaika say, what happened? Allah say, delete it. Allah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, he say, when Allah ta'ala forgives, when he comes to writing the bad a'mal, Allah instructs the malaika record. When he comes to deleting, Allah does not give the command to delete. Allah deletes himself. Why? Hakim Sahib would explain, rahimahullah, because Allah does not want in any way whatsoever that the malaika have to ihsan jatlana. That the malaika have to boast to you that we did you a favor. We deleted. We remember what you, Allah says no. When they open here, Allah, there's nothing here. He never did it. He never took drugs here, Allah. He never made zina in his life. He never saw haram. But we know. Allah said, prove it. There's no record there. They can't believe it. Allah says, I am afu. I am forgiveness. Our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib explains the afu and Allah is forgiveness. He said, when you have a cricket player, seasonal player, and when you have a professional player, when you see him walking, you see cricket walking. You see football. He is football. He is cricket. He is the icon. You're the seasonal player. Allah Jalla Jalal, whose forgiveness is not seasonal. Yes, some seasons is even more. Allah is waiting for you to come forward. Okay, Allah is afu. You just touch. You just shout cricket and he look. Because I am a player. Football, he look. Allah says, you call afu? I am afu. Not only afu, subhanallah. Our Shaykh explains, Allah is ghafoor, Allah is afu, Allah is wadood also. Surah Al-Buruj. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ Allah wants to be recognized. Like how I want to be known. Allah wants to be recognized. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ There's two things in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the psycho of insan. Insan wants to be loved. He wants to display love also. But he wants it all from the makhluk. Allah says, makhluk love I'll give you also. For your wife to love you, real love, real muhabbat within sharia, for your children to love you. What's the route? What's the way? In which home now there's no problem. As my inspirator Sahib, you say, rahmatullah alayh, in every home right now there's a bomb blast. We don't know what's going to happen next. Now with the WhatsApp, you don't have to wait also. You don't have to wait for the bomb blast. Before you went, you go home already, the blast took off. Now whether I should go home or not. So the love for the makhluk, or the makhluk and the creation loving you, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in two ayat Allah ta'ala sums the entire thing up. That if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love Allah, you want to become Allah, you want to change your life, you want Allah to love you. One is, I love Allah. Allah is saying, you love me, but I will give you my love. I will love you. If you really love me, فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do I follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Ya Hakim Akhtar Sahib wa say rahmatullah alayhi. Now the month of Ramadan, make this pledge with Allah. He said, do only four things. Do only four things, you'll become the friend of Allah. So simple, yet so difficult. Do only four things, he says, in this period of time, this zamana, 21st century, we think they're so advanced. Do only four things, he says, Allah will make you His beloved. And when you love something, you don't look at the flaws. You will look at all the shortcomings, all the blemishes. I like it how it is. You tell the wife, change the kitchen, I like it how it is. But it's not, doesn't look right. The hinges aren't right. Is that tying up? I like it. You can't change it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when insan will get the love of Allah, all the flaws and all the faults will be there. Allah will still accept you for deen. And Allah will make you look perfect. The dwarf, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi a'ini nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me small in my eyes. Make me small in my eyes. And make me big in the eyes of the people. This is qabooliyat, acceptance. Not shuhrat and fame. This is acceptance from Allah. In my eyes, I don't feel anything. Who I am? Here our Hazrat says, annihilate yourself so much in the love of Allah. What did you feel? I've annihilated myself. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just remind me of. I stopped. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The love of Allah. He says once, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam kana ma'ar Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Id aqbala alayhim Abu Dharr appeared all of a sudden. Abu Dharr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ya Rasulullah, hadha Abu Dharr. Oh Rasulullah, this is Abu Dharr. Jibreel, you know Abu Dharr? How do you know him? He says, you all know him in disguise. How do you know Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? He lives in Medina Munawwara, Malaika and yourself, you live in disguise. There's so many millions of people. How do you know Abu Dharr? Bima nala hadhihi al-fadila. What reason did he attain this virtue? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, huwa ashharu indala minhu indakum. That he's more famous amongst us, the Malaika and the heavens, than he's famous among the people of Medina Sharif. We know him better there. Oh Jibreel, how is that possible? Abu Dharr is a simple sahabi, never kept a sin for the night also. He was so particular. When he came to zuhud and taqwa, abstention from dunya, he wouldn't keep anything by him. Oh Abu Jibreel, how do you know him? He says, لِسِغَرِي فِي نَفْسِهِ وَكَثَّتِي تِلَاوَتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. He has two outstanding qualities in him. لِسِغَرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Because he regards himself to be absolutely low. There's no one lower than me. Abu Bakr Siddiq dua, Ya Allah, make me small in my eyes. With the social media, I want to be big. People must know me. Here, Sahaba Ikram were totally opposite. Ya Allah, make me small in my eyes. I got a big business, people don't even know who's the owner of the business also. Ya Allah, you give me rosy, alhamdulillah, it's from you. Just because of my name and my reputation. This is Qaruniyat. Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He had this mentality. Oh Qarun, how do you make your money? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, all this I got because of my intelligence. Allah disliked this. Allah hated what he said. فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah sunk him into the ground and all his treasures put together. He will sink till the day of Qiyamah. This is the attitude of Qarun, that I did it, it's me. Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, every makhluk, every creation of Allah calls out all the time, Mujku dek, look at me, look at me, look at me. Allah is saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I am Rabb of everyone, look at me. Leave the makhluk. Leave the makhluk. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, because he's so humble, his humility, he regards himself to be nothing whatsoever. And here, Honorable Shaykh says, the one is now you really think that really I am humble. He says, your thoughts of humility, humbleness will not make you humble, that is pride. To think good of yourself is actually pride. Really, I thought now, I am small in the eyes of the people. He says, your good thoughts of yourself in reality is pride. He says, annihilate yourself so much, that you don't even know I've annihilated myself. There's not even thought or so. I just become a normal human being. Not to be recognized and known also. But my Allah knows me. Abu Dharr is known in the skies. So he's annihilated himself so much. Such level of humility, humbleness, that Allah has begun to love him is more famous than us. And because of his love and his excessive tilawat and recitation of Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. He loves the surah. He reads it so often. Alhamdulillah, we all love the surah also. In a day in our salah, how many times we read it, subhanAllah. Love the surah, no problem. Yalla, I love to read it. It talks about Allah. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Say, Allah is one. Yalla, you're the only one for me. Yalla, you're the only one for me. Hakim Maqsad Sahib would make tarjuma, La ilaha illallah. Yalla, teri siwa hamara koi nahi. Teri siwa hamara sahara nahi. Yalla, beside you, there's no one for me. Yalla, beside you, there's no support for me. Yalla, you're the only one. And recently, our Shaykh taught us such beautiful translation. When you see by the lovers of Allah, they teach you what it is to love. Otherwise, our Durood Sharif is dry. Our Quran Tilawat is dry. We read Quran 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and already we say, Sakina is coming. I can't keep my eyes open. Like how the wife woke up middle of the night, and she opens her eyes, but she sees so much nur on my husband's face. Then she realizes on the cell phone. There's no nur, it's on the cell phone. So there is wide awake, then the sleep will not come. Jee, to come back to the 4 points, inshallah. So Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, they do only 4 things. Now make the pledge with Allah in the month of Ramadan. 4 things only he would say. Number one, for a Muslim, for a believer, we only know one style. We don't know any other style. Any other style besides the sunnah style, fashion, brand name, we don't know. Take it, flush it out of the system. We are Muslims, and we make dua in Surah Fatiha every day. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Ya Allah, achha, to get back to the point. When you say by the lovers of Allah, they'll teach you what it is to love. One is tarjuma of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, besides you, there's no one for me. No support for me. It's only you and me. Then Hazrat taught us, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The translation of Mawana, Shabdul Ghani Pufuri rahmatullah alayhi. Normal translation, when Allah send your rahmat upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat tarjumah, you say, Allah piyar kar muhabbat se. Piyar kar or muhabbat kar Muhammad se. Ya Allah, show your love and your muhabbat to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the ashiqana tarjumah. Piyar kar Muhammad se. Ya Allah, show muhabbat and love to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make him your beloved even more and make us also your beloved. So we say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, we make dua. And then Quran makes tafsir and commentary of Quran is in Quran. Allah shows the straight path. Allah didn't leave it like that. Now we left it to you. You go and look for the straight path. Now you open Google and look now straight, put the straight path. Allah jani what they'll put over there after that. What they'll give you, what search will come out the straight path, it won't be taking you to Jannah, that I can tell you. It'll take you everywhere else. So straight path Allah Ta'ala already has in Quran Sharif, Sirat al-Ladina al-Amta alayhim. The path of those men whom you have favored. Allah says you want the straight path, you'll have to look for the men that are upon the straight path. You have to look for somebody, find somebody who you have love for the sake of Allah. I love this person, and very importantly, is that the size of his turban or the size of his kurta or jubba is the level of sunnah in his life. I can see the sunnah in him. His salah is according to sunnah. His wuzu according to sunnah. The way he makes people according to sunnah. I find the sunnahs in him. I find the commands of Allah in him. He says, make that person your role model. Put your hand into his hand. For the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put your hand into his hand and Allah will pull you. Allah's promise. You want the straight path, the path of those men. Allah did not say, you want the straight path, read Quran Sharif. Allah says, no. Follow the men that follow the Quran. They'll explain to you what Allah wants from the Quran Sharif. They'll explain to you what Allah wants from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You won't understand it. We know all the theory, we need to see the practicality. We need to see how the command of Allah is being executed. How it's being accomplished. How you deploy this ayat. I see it in this person. Now, the Thani will say, rahmatullah alayh, when somebody begins, or somebody says bi'at to me, what we call bi'at, my first effort now is to put my love in his heart. Now he loves me for the sake of Allah. He loves his wife for some other purpose. He loves his children for some other purpose. Now he loves me only for the sake of Allah. Now his heart is open. There's something called the love of Allah. There's something called the love for Allah's sake. See, then I hold him by the hand. I hold him by the hand, so to say. And then I transport him and transfer him. From where we are, now transfer him first to Madinah Munawwara. From here, connect his heart to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'll show you how to love Nabi of Allah. Because you listen to me, now this is how you must love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love everything about him. From his hair, to his dressing, to the height of his pants, to what sandals he wore, how he applied the surah, how he walked, how he oiled his hair, how he performed his salah. Now I'll teach you everything about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till you fall in love with him. Till you fall in love with him, and once you reach that, then we'll teach you how to love Allah Jalla Jalalu. Then Allah will make you his. That is why my youth, that Daya Sahib said, rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned one time to our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, and he says, Mawlana, and what gravity he said it with. He says, Mawlana, a person reaches his qabr with a dirty heart, and never thought he has to clean it. When he goes in the qabr with a dirty heart, what he's going to do? He can't come back. We can't even save him. A majority of the ummah doesn't realize that the heart has to be cleaned out because they don't feel it's dirty. They don't feel it's dirty. And how the heart gets dirty? It's become so dirty we don't feel the dirt. The thermometer, barometer, the gauge of the heart, we know it's not working. Is it working? And the proof is all there, the evidence is all there, that the thermometer of the heart, we don't feel the heat anymore. We don't feel the dirt anymore. Myself included, we don't feel it. Dirt we see, the car is dirty, boy wash the car. They take it to the garage also, wherever, car wash. They'll wash the car, we pay for it, we sit in the car, we call the boy, come here. See, you didn't clean over here. You didn't clean over here. Then the max, you didn't finish it. Why? I paid for it. Who paid for us? Rasulullah. You already paid. What is tears? What is blood in Taif, in Badr, in Uhud? You already paid the price for the ummah. Ya Allah, guide my ummah. Just give them hidayat. Just give them hidayat. We're so particular when it comes to our vehicles and our cars. We got OCD. But the wives, it comes to the home. Before we can enter, leave your shoes outside. Don't come with dirty shoes in the house. It's so particular, there is no effort, my dear brothers. To dirty the house is not an effort. To dirty the car is not an effort, it happens. For things to become dirty is natural, it happens. The effort is to keep it clean. The effort of the heart becoming dirty, there is no effort. The heart gets dirty and becomes so dirty and so dirty that we are so accustomed to living with dirty hearts, we don't feel it anymore. We don't feel it anymore. That the heart has become tainted. That I have to clean my heart out. I have to go to the friends of Allah and explain to them I have a problem. And how do I clean my heart out? Example our Shaykh gives. He's sitting at the airport. Shaykh Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the Shaykh of Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah. He went early to the airport. Old man in the wheelchair. They were early there at the airport. Sat a few minutes. Then he told Shaykh Hakim Akhtar, my wheelchair, turn it around, let it face the wall. But Zakim himself was a bit surprised. Turned it around, faced the wall. Say, Hazrat, something is wrong. He said, can't you see all the haram walking in front? Can't you see the haram walking in front? It's more important to protect the heart than protect the eyes. It was a sandstorm, then you blocked your eyes. Because your eyes are valuable. Isn't your iman valuable? Old man on that age so particular. Why? The thermometer of the heart of iman was working. He could feel the heat of sin right now. What we ask one another, the first glance is alright. The first glance is alright. See, Jibai, if it's a mistake, the first glance, so about 5 minutes is okay. See, no, bhai, that's not permissible. That first glance being permissible is when you look at a crowd where there's a mixed gathering or you're uncertain who's there. And by mistake, it fell upon a woman. If you know it's a gathering of women, then you can't go for a first glance because only ladies there. In that case, you can't look. Yes, it's a mixed gathering, you're looking for somebody, for example, or there are men there, so you're looking, and then a lady comes in between. Just a mistaken glance. There's a mistaken glance to the extent, once we asked our Hazrat Wala also, we were in Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala take us over again, inshallah. So somebody asked Hazrat, when you go to the Haramain Sharifain, where do you look? Everywhere. Like one person came to Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. He said, Hazrat, when you go to the Haram, did you notice the noor on the face of the Indonesian girls? So much of noor. Hazrat said, did you see the noor in the Kaaba Sharif? You saw on their faces. So when he asked Hazrat, where do you look? Subhanallah, these are doctors of the heart. That inevitably, you're sitting in the mataf also. You're making tawaf also. You're making sa'i also. It's everywhere. There are two words they use. Qasde adame nazar wa adame qasde nazar. Qasde adame nazar means he made intention not to look. When you left the hotel room, when you left your home in the morning, you made intention, positive, conscious intention that today I will not look. Allah says my help with you. And adame qasde nazar, where you had no intention not to look. You had no intention not to look, meaning you just left home. So when you make the intention, I'm not going to look, and then you recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that, Allah says, those fake beauties and dollies will just vanish from your eyes. I didn't see anything today. Now Hazrat explained, you make the intention when you come back to the hotel room. Now you see, when you lie down, what's on your reels? What's playing in your mind? If your mind is clear. You saw so many women doing the tawaf and sa'i, but they can't remember one. You went with the clean intention. You went with the clean intention, nothing registered. Nothing registered. But now if you lie down, and that one caught my eye, that one's burqa, this one's scarf, that one's dopatta, he says you went with a dirty heart. You went to Baitullah with a dirty heart. You did Safa Marwa with a dirty heart. He's supposed to stand on Safa, for safai qalb, to clean your heart out. But there you look at haram things also, now you remember everything. It shows you didn't have the niyat. So end of the day, when you go back home, the mind is clear, I can't remember anything whatsoever. Brother requested to come forward inshallah, make some little harkat inshallah. Brother is sitting right in the back. The wuzu khana, I guess, brother is little, but we can make some space inshallah. There's gaps, we can call the brothers inside, we can fill in some gaps to the sides inshallah. When a person makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, I am ghafoor, I am wadood. I am forgiving. Not only forgiving, this is Allah Ta'ala's attributes. Allah is saying, we learn from the friends of Allah, that when you want something from Allah, how do you ask Him? Did I go and learn and ask somebody, when I want something from Allah, how do I ask my Allah? Allah Ta'ala teaches us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Who's saying this? The boss is saying, if you want the raise, this is how you must ask, I will give you. Father tells the son, if you want something, this is how you must put your request forward. And it will be carried out. Allah is saying, if you want, here's the way to ask. فَدْعُوهُ بِيَا Use the names of Allah. Person wants sustenance, rosy, or you say, Ya Razzaq. Allah says, you know who's that. Like how you say, you know who's the boss. Allah says, you call me by my name, because I told you to. Now you're doing it the right way. How are you making dua according to sunnah? Praise Allah, then durood sharif. Now use the names of Allah. Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq, Ya Razzaq. As the Hazrat says, you're pressing the button here, and the light is coming on by the arsh. Banda is calling me. What does he want? Ya Allah, he wants ruzi. Ya Allah, he wants sustenance. Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar. What does he want? He's calling my name. I am the Ghaffar. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا عَنْ. Some riwayat say when a person says this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles at him. What he says, Ya Allah, no one forgives sins besides you. Say Allah ta'ala smiles at him. Banda, you know that. No one can forgive sins. Only I can forgive. And you said the right thing. So I will forgive you. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Allah is forgiving. And subhanallah, Allah is loving also. What does he mean? Allah is forgiving and loving. Government has amnesty. Bring all your, what do you call it, uplang. Declare all your uplang. Alright, whatever it is. Alright, and all, whatever now you didn't pay SARS all these years also. Alright, you got everything checked, audited, and you owe so much. You owe so much. Now you go. Government is there, the lawyers are there, the judge is there, magistrate is there, whoever is there. Listen to the entire case, you know you lost this case. I'm already a lost case. There's no turning back. So they say anyway, because it's the window period, so we overlook everything. We overlook everything, let's start afresh. How you relieved? Ya Allah. This case was carrying on, karama took place. Somebody's dua. Not only that, they say we forgive you because you've been a good citizen. So together with this now, we're giving you 10 filling stations, 10 blocks of flats, 5 farms, and we're giving you also a bonus. They say, subhanallah. What a government this is. That will never happen. Allah says, I'll forgive and I'll love you also. I'll forgive all your gunas, my banda, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that, and I'll give you this to make my obedience easy for you. Allah is prepared to give it. Who is there to take it? Allah says, I'll forgive you, my banda, and I'll give you taqwa. So you made mafi. So I'll give you everything. I'll forgive you. How to get this? Four things, Hakim Sahib said. Only four things. Four simple things and stick to it. Stick to it. They don't say, as one person says, they have real taqwa. They say, don't buy your taqwa from China. It'll break any time. It'll break any time. Plastic one. Don't buy that taqwa. Get the real genuine taqwa. Genuine taqwa, that where now the taqwa is there, whether I'm in the air, whether I'm underwater, whether I'm all alone, my taqwa salamat rahe. That my taqwa stays intact. Doesn't break. Four things Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say. Number one. He says, keep a full sunnat beard. Keep a full sunnat beard. So simple. To do guna is work. And to make amal upon the sunnah is no work. Allah said, don't do any work. Don't do any work. Just let it grow. Just let the beard grow. No work. To do guna is work, is effort. You got to plot, you got to scheme, you got to now trim the beard, you got to look in the mirror. Allah is saying, just leave it. Just your outer appearance will attract my attention because you look like my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just keep the full beard. When I ask ulama ikram, what's the full beard? The full beard, now we're going to add on to that, the sunnat hair also. Keep the sunnat hair also. So this is just keep that sunnat tariqah. Full beard from below the chin. And all three sides, the right hand side and the left hand side. Just keep the full sunnat beard, as the Hakim Sahib would say also, that we all will be lions. He said, you saw a lion without a beard. He's a lioness. She don't have beard. She don't have beard. That's why when Alim, he mentioned to someone, he says, I'm sure in your house, the children trouble a lot. He said, yes, they're very troubled. He said, I don't blame them, because there's two ladies in the house. If you were a man, they know this is the man in the house. Due respect. But that's what he told this person, that if they know there's a lion in the house, then they won't play fools. They know this is the father, this is the mother. Allah has given us, we are lions of Allah. We are lions of Allah. We make the dua, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, يا الله, show us the straight path. The path of those men. Those men will show me the straight path. Kitabullah, the Kitab of Allah says, if you want the straight path, look for the Rijalullah, the men of Allah. They will show you the straight path, and how they'll make the path to Allah, they won't make it easy, they'll make it enjoyable. Enjoy the deen of Allah. Like how Hazrat Hakim Sahib taught us, the deen is so beautiful. They would ask him, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, when he comes with the beard, say, what about now the hair, the bottom over here? Keep a pencil beard? He says, no. How beautifully he would explain. This is the love of deen, the enjoyment of deen, the sweetness of deen. And he will make it so palatable. He says in the army, those soldiers that would the army, then you keep them would. And those that turn their back on the army, we shoot them in the back. Is that what do you mean? He says those hairs under your chin that are growing away, then you can remove them. They turn their back on the army. So shoot them in the back. And those with the army, with the beard, keep them with. Don't remove them. So don't have just one small pencil beard. Have a full beard like a lion. So when you raise your hands and make dua, you'll attract Allah's attention. You're one of my lions. You're one of my warriors, one of my soldiers. Right on the call, he's there to give our lives also. Now, we have to look like a Muslim army. We can't look like a Jewish army. We can't differentiate between the two. They keep the sunnah beard. Don't fear, nothing will happen. And then how beautifully as Hakim Sahib would say, if you're a married man, then make sure your cheeks are cleaned out, leave a landing patch for the wife also. When you're leaving home in the morning, it is now she can land one butcho for you also. You're going to work. So keep the clear and clean also. Look nice, look smart for her. No problem. You're getting reward and sawab for it. You're making her happy. You're looking smart. You're looking handsome. Subhanallah. How does Allah wala teach us? At one time, one of our ulama bought for Zakim Sahib one cardigan. One brown color, one dull color. According to his age. So Zakim Sahib was very jovial. People were sitting like this in the majlis. So he called him, said, put it on for me. He was very informal. So as he put it on, he put the buttons, he asked me, how I'm looking. I'm looking smart. He said, Hazrat, wah, 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 Hazrat. So handsome you're looking. But this alim that gave Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, I want to get one for myself just like yours. He said, No. I'm an old man now. This color is fine for me. Your wife is young. You must look smart for her. You can't wear dull color like this. How they show us the love of deen? How they balance our deen? Your wife is young, look young for her, look nice for her. You must smell good also. Now what's smelling good and what's looking nice, we only know the other style. We only know the wrong way. So she's accustomed to that also. The Western way, the non-sunnat way. What is the sunnat tariqah? Of looking nice for my wife, smelling nice for my wife, and looking smart for my family. That we learn from the friends of Allah. How to bring deen, and Hazrat says, Subhanallah, now when you're looking smart for your wife, Allah will give you all genuine love. Now you're doing it in the right way. He said, then Allah, to the extent Hazrat Kim Sahib will say, that, oh young men, you can't wake up with tahajjud, but you're making love to your wife. Allah says, in Hanafi mazhab, the reality is, which we like is Masla also. The reality in the Hanafi mazhab, they say, there's more reward to make muhabbat and be intimate with your wife than tahajjud namaz also. More reward than tahajjud is making love to one's wife. Hazrat Kim Sahib says, why? He says, because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the men, sahaba ikram, that for a person making muhabbat with his wife, Allah writes reward for him. O Nabi of Allah, reward for that? But we're fulfilling our desires, our carnal passions. Sometimes we don't even realize the heat of the moment what we are doing. See, Allah writes it. Reward for you. But how come for that? That's something we want to do. We enjoy doing it. He says, isn't it possible for you to do it in the wrong way for somebody else? Yes, Nabi of Allah. Do it in the right way. Allah says, sawab for you. Zaki ibn Sahib will say, rahimahullah ta'ala, not only reward for you, Allah records by him that you as a man can do it in a haram way, in a haram avenue. You've restricted yourself to your wife and you're making her happy. Who's going to take care of her needs? Who's going to take care of her needs? You took care of her, you showed her piyar. Zaki ibn Sahib Mu'ana says that when you married her, she came into your marriage, she was a young girl, 18, 19. And that time when you married her, he would say also, that she came now, she had like a figure like a Coke bottle. After five children, like a 5 liter oil bottle. Now, he said, now you're looking at the young dollies. He says, no, man, look after her. Be happy with her. Subhanallah, Hazrat Kim Sahib would teach us. He says, now you go home, she's gone old. He said, thrill her, make her happy. He said, before early in the morning, before at night time you go, it was now some rose or some musk or some different fragrance. When you were young, so now I go home, so as I enter, what's that, Vicks? Zambak? What happened? See, my back is paining tonight. So, inna lillahi. Another night of back pain. He says, make muhabbat. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, you came in the house, there's different smells now. And then in Urdu, he will say, tell her, tell her, "Eh, meri guriya, eh, meri guriya, meri sakkar ki puriya." He said, "Oh, my dolly, my second bag of sugar. Tell her some nice words, make her happy." Allah records in his journal, in his register, Zakim Sahib says, Rahimullah, that you made pyar muhabbat with her. Where she's gonna go? Where she's gonna go? Now you can go somewhere else. Allah says, "You made muhabbat with my bandi, with my slave girl." Allah writes in his record, "My banda made muhabbat with me. He made love with me." Allah writes that amount of reward for him. How beautiful deen we have. So just to keep the sunnah beard, on that our wives will love us so. On that Allah will love us. Now already when you go into the qabr, and Allah will remove the veil between our qabr and the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now you see that face finally. Ulama say, how will you recognize him? Because you will be asked, "Do you know this person? First in my life I'm seeing him. Do you know this person?" You mustn't get confused, you mustn't get mixed up. So how will you recognize him? They say, "Every morning when I look in the mirror, I look like him. I look like him." So when I see him, then you realize that I kept this because of you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I'll reply, 100% you got it right. No confusion, no hesitation. Because every morning I looked in the mirror, I kept this beard because I loved you. Now I'm seeing you, now I know you. So I'm a reflection of you. He said, keep the sunnah beard, keep the sunnah hairstyle. Because we're making this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, give us and show us the straight path, the path of those men whom you have favored. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. These are the people, the men of Allah. The Anbiya alayhim, the messengers, they have left. وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, those are true in the iman. They are still around. Those are the friends of Allah. وَالشُّهَدَىٰ, they have gone ahead. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the pious ones. We have the Siddiqeen and we have the Saliheen. Go and look for them and they will show us the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they'll make it easy. I don't travel alone. But now I've got somebody to hold my hand and take me and show me the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we make this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah is saying, reading this ayat, so now realize you to look for these men also. Look for, if you don't look for them, see Quran tartib. Quran sequence is this, pattern of Quran. They look for those whom Allah has favored. They have taqwa, they have iman. If you don't go and look for them, then this ayat in between, Sirat al-Ladina amta alayhim, you will bypass this and you will find غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, you follow them. Who's غير المغضوب عليهم? Yalla, not the path of those upon whom is your anger. Allah's anger is upon whom? The Jews. This ayat refers to them. They incurred the curse of Allah, the anger of Allah. Allah says, till Qiyamah, and they after my curse upon them, my anger upon them. They will always be humiliated. They will always be despised. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَذِلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Allah says, minted upon them, minted. Like how you mint a coin. You can't remove that effect of it. He says, it's minted upon them, they'll be destitute, and they will be despised and humiliated. Till recently we didn't understand this. Now we can understand. The entire world despises them. The entire world despises the smallest nation. What despise, even those that don't have iman despise them. Can you be a human being? Can you be a human being? Is this some religion? Is this some cult? The destitute, we say, but how can they be? Because Quran has said, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah has promised them that I will give you the wealth of the world. Allah said in Quran Sharif, I will give you the Jews, Bani Israel, the wealth of the world. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And I will give you the manpower. With your wealth, you will control governments. Although you be a minority. Some of us didn't say, that will give you the voice also. The media houses will be yours. We'll buy that off also. So ulama say, when it comes to wealth, whether it comes to wealth, and it comes to manpower, when it comes to voice and media, you say, oh Muhammad, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't challenge them on these three platforms, because they'll eat you up. Allah has given it to them. Industries, when it comes to the markets, when it comes to import and exports, Allah has given it to them. They'll control. If they feel now you're taking too much, then they'll have lockdown. They will restart. You can't control the markets, we'll control it. Allah says, let them control it, we'll use it for deen. We'll use it for our akhirat and our jannat. When it comes to wealth, Allah has given it to them. Manpower, I've given it to them. They say, let them do the work, I will use it for deen. Let them build everything, we put our musalla there. We put our wuzu khana there. We need our namaz there also, no problem. Let them do it. So here, if we don't look for the men of Allah, then غير المغضوب عليهم, then automatically we skip the men of Allah, and if you don't find the men of Allah, we don't have desire, then automatically we will follow those that are not the men of Allah, the Jews. And their fashion, their trend, their style. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and not the path of those ya Allah who have gone astray. This refers to the Christians. So the Jews and the Christians, they are mentioned in Surah Fatiha. Every Salah we're reading it. And what do you see at the end? Ameen. Yalla, except we don't want to. But I'm standing in Salah right now with a brand name that belongs to a Jewish company or a Christian company. Allah says, don't lie. You love their way. You love their brand name. You love their lifestyle. And sometimes even those brand names you are wearing, the designers are not straight people. They belong to Qawm Lut. But I love their brand names, and I'm standing before Allah, and a certain person falls under that category, Wallah Ta'ala destroyed that nation because of the evil act. But I'm wearing it before the Creator. So they say, if you have now positive energy and negative energy, and there's a clash, what's going to happen? Put a steel pot in a microwave, what will happen? He says, that's what you're doing right now. You're standing in Salah before Allah, but that's positive, and you're drawing positive energy from Baytullah. When I'm standing there with negative energy, who's going to get kicked out? In my salah, I'm going to have a problem. Come to salah as Allah wants you to perform the salah. So as Hakim Sahib will say, rahimahullah, keep the full beard. Keep the full beard is no work whatsoever. Is no work whatsoever, is no effort whatsoever. Number one. Then he will say, keep your pants and your garments above your ankles. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, ما أسفل من الكعبين ففي النار. Whatever is below the ankles, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, whatever is below the ankles will burn in the fire of Jahannam. Is that a joke? Is that a joke that the ankles will burn? We can't take the matchstick burn in this world. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام says, anything below the ankles in a standing position. If you are standing upright, and my kurta or my pants is below my ankles, Nabi of Allah says, it will burn in the fire of Jahannam. I'm not saying it, Nabi of Allah is saying, never spoke a lie. It's not a joke that no, I'll get saved. I'll work on my way out. I'll explain to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this is dress code in the company. I have to dress like this. Nothing will work. And when they say that the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam, it means not only the ankles, your entire body. Just because of one thing. Now I ask myself, is it worth it? Is it worth it? That's why ulama say, don't live on the edge. We like to live on the edge. Don't live on the edge. As Hakim Sahib will say, many people like to live on the edge. They keep a beard, but not the sunnah beard, and they don't remove it completely. It's just in between. Why is it in between? So when I'm with the boys and moving the fast life, I can put in there. And when I'm with the pious people also, I got a beard. So I'm just in between. No either, no other. Is that here? He is not there. Say, don't play games with Allah. Be Muhammadur Rasulullah. Follow his way completely. And when it comes to my garments also, way above the ankles is cleared. Now our Honorable Sheikh explains, dunya has become so topsy-turvy. The men want to put their garments below the ankles. And the ladies, they want it long or short? They want it shorter. You see what happened to the brains? Everything upside down. The men want to keep the long hair. They want to keep zulfa, so to say, right till the shoulders. Original zulfa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not till the shoulders, it was halfway the ear. Then if there's no time because of going out in jihad, it would allow the hair to grow till the earlobes. And then if it was really, yes, he was always busy with taqadas of deen, there was no time to cut the hair, then he would allow it to touch his shoulders. Thereafter when he had the opportunity, he would trim it again. It wasn't, I'm growing the zulfa till my shoulders. And to put the ponytail is absolutely makruh for a man. There's no ponytail for a man. So understand the sunnah correctly. When it comes to keeping the hair also, by all means, keep the zulfa correctly. Ask ulama ikram, how to keep the zulfa, what's the rights of the hair, the three rights of the hair, how to fulfill the rights of the hair. This too our Shaykh taught us. To comb the hair, to oil the hair, to comb the hair, to oil the hair, and to wash the hair. It's a whole task altogether. This is the right and the haqq of the hair. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم شعره. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the person who believes in Allah on the last day, then he should take care of his hair. It's a right upon you. Don't have it disheveled anyhow. So keep the beard according to Sunnah. Zakim Sahib Hussain Rahmatullah Alayh, this is a card that is blocking my dear brothers, LK41JRGP. LK41JRGP. This remove your vehicle. So when they say this, keep the sunnah beard. Let it grow now. After the month of Ramadan, let it grow. Because we're making this dua, Ya Allah, show me the straight path. But we're skipping the in-between ayat and we're going to غير المغضوب. To the Jewish way and the Christian way. And their way is always changing. Some years ago, we had a jamaat that came from Bombay. So all jamaat workers, giving the bayan. So he says that when you hit the 70s, those that are elderly, they know better. When you hit the 70s, then the whole fashion changed. Then came the bell bottoms. They say, I changed my entire wardrobe on the bell bottoms. That was in vogue. He says, couple years later, from the bell bottoms, then it went into, he says, the narrow bottoms. Then I had to change the entire wardrobe again. Then came the corduroys. Corduroys, doesn't know, corduroys. So the corduroys. He says, then I had to change everything by corduroys. So then, a few years later, that changed to safari suits. They went to the safari suit. He says, now, see Allah, this is continue. He says, until the Jama'ah brothers caught me. Jama'ah brothers caught me. He says, Alhamdulillah, from then now, I'm wearing my kafan. I'm ready for mawt now. Never change my style. Never change my style. I realize this is the chakkar, it's not going to stop. This is غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ya Allah, I don't want their way. They already put me in a spin. Put me in a spin. There's no end to it. Before I know it, Malakul Mawt will come and tap me. It's time to leave now. When are you going to stop spinning? I started walking straight to Madinah Munawwara. He says, then I stopped and I started walking straight. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So this now, my dear brothers, when it comes to their style, their fashion is going to carry on changing and we don't need it. We've got everything from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. This is what we always say, that when it comes to us with intent, intentionally we'll opt out of the sunnah. Intentionally we'll opt out of the sunnah. And we'll opt and we'll choose the kuffar way. Intentionally. But the kuffar, even by mistakenly, they won't opt for the sunnah also. By mistake he bought a kurta, he looked nice. That didn't want even happen. But intentionally now we'll go by their brands. By mistake they won't buy even the sunnah way. Why are we so inferior? Why do we have this, that I have to look like them? I have to dress like them. I have to be like them. Whereas our deen is complete already. Perfect and complete. The most beautiful style in the eyes of Allah is the sunnah way. We have to convince ourselves. As I mentioned a few nights ago, is mind over matter. That's why our Shaykh says that what has happened to the brains of the ummah? That when it comes to buying normal clothing, then we'll pay the price. When it comes to buy torn clothing, we'll pay double the price. He said, what kind of a beggar are you? To buy torn clothing, we pay double. We go look for torn clothing. We go look for half socks. He said, what has happened to your brain? Has that become a half also? Before we used to wear full socks. Now it's half the socks. Before we knew in the young days, only the girls used to wear it. Now the boys are wearing it because they don't want any gender. All are equal. Before was chairman, now it's chairperson. We don't know whether it's a male or a female. It's all feminism. So they made the boys feminine also. Before we know any girls, we should say it in our own way in schools also, that this socks now is for the girls. Men don't wear this thing. Now it's become a norm. It says, put our brain, think, really, Ya Allah, do they control us like this? How they want to? Now they throw this fashion, we'll go for it. Now they throw that fashion, we'll go for it. Whether it looks nice or doesn't look nice. He said, don't we have a fashion? Don't we have a style? Don't we have a deen? He said, we are supposed to be the seeing. We are supposed to be the seeing and the imams that become the followers of those that are blind. Now imagine, he says you have a blind person standing at the street corner waiting to cross the road. And now you're a paraplegic, so to say. And you come with your wheelchair. So the blind person asks you, so I'll tell you, but you carry me across. He says, who should be carrying who? And who should be showing who? He says, now that person has a flu and you're laughing at him. Hey, look, he has a flu. He says, but do you have cancer? But you're laughing at the person with the flu. He says, where's the brains? We are seeing people. We are the imams. We're supposed to be the ones that are leading. We have become the muqtadis and the followers. Of who? Those that are going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. We love your style. We want to follow you. We are the imams. And who is our imam? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have aspiration to go to their dens of vice. And there, what they doing? We're taking our tourist visa to come to Medina Sharif. We're going to see the Roda. The Jews want to come. The Christians want to come. We want to see the Kaaba. We want to see the cube. We want to see a pilgrimage. They desire us to come to our places. And we are running away. We have our imam already. We don't need anybody as our imam. We don't need your hairstyle. We don't need your beard style. We don't need your fashion. We've got our own complete deen already. Because Qiyamah today is only one person going to hold my hand. Is Muhammad Rasulullah. He's the only one going to take my hand. Nobody else. For the Masturat, for the ladies also, they already have the imams. They already have their apas. They have the Fatima radiallahu anha, the Aisha, the Khadija radiallahu anha. Why up for somebody else? What was their modesty, their sharam, their haya? How they carried themselves out? So one is the beard, as the Kim Saab would say. If you don't do it the Sunnah way, then it will be the opposite way. Now you've gone further away. Just do it the Sunnah way and raise your hands. Dua accepted. Do it opposite way, raise their hands. Allah says, who is this? Do we know him? Doesn't look right. Does he belong here? Doesn't look right. The dress code doesn't fit. So is that my dua that getting accepted? Many people complain, I'm making dua, making dua, making dua. The ladies are crying, making dua. Daughter not getting married, no proposals are coming, the rose is not opening up. This happening, that happening. Nothing wrong with Allah. Allah says, I got a way, I got a pattern, I got a direction. We just fall into line. We just fall into line, dua is accepted. It's done already. What is the beer, as Hakim Sahib would say? Now in the month of Ramadan, before the moon is sighted, now make the pledge, Allah. I'm not trimming it. I'm not touching it. Remove the mustache, permissible. Now with the razor is makruh. With the machine is fine, scissor is fine. As ulama ikram. How to remove my mustache? How much to remove of it also? As ulama ikram. So beard keep, remove the mustache. Yes, if you're going in jihad, etc., then it's sunnah to keep a big mustache. Right now, there's no jihad in our country. It's jihad against the nafs. So, we keep the beard and we remove the mustache. Two messengers came from the Roman emperor, or the Persian emperor from Kisra. They walked in, from Qaisar, they walked in, and Nabi of Allah saw them, he turned his face away. Oh Muhammad, we've come to meet you. He didn't want to look at the faces. What is the problem? He said, you don't have beards. I can't stand the look of someone without a beard. He didn't look at them. Then he asked them, who commanded you to do this? Mutilate your faces, remove your beards, and keep big mustaches. So they replied, our Rabb, referring to the king. He said, my Rabb is Allah. Allah has given the command to lengthen the beards and to remove the mustache. He removed them from his sight also. Now if I'm making a dua, I say, Allah, not getting accepted, not getting accepted. Is it that Allah has closed the door? I have closed the door. I just want to open it. And to open it is so simple. Don't do anything. Let the beard grow. Don't do anything. Let the beard grow. There's the only sin, as Hakim Saab will say, Rahimullah, is the only sin in Sharia. That a person that keeps a beard below the sunnat length is the only sin in Sharia. That as long as he doesn't have the sunnat length, 24 hours will be in sin. Even when he's sleeping also. Because he hasn't kept the sunnat yet. 24 hours, it's being recorded is in sin right now. Allah give us understanding. But it's simple. Yes, maybe we were caught up with the fashion, with the style, with the type of environment around us. But remember something, my dear brothers. When we speak about this thing, we're not picking anyone. Each person here is a beautiful individual. Every person wants to be good. But who's the chor, who's the thief of my iman? Is the nafs inside. He's the one I've got to grab by the neck and tell him, too long now. You rode me too long. Now I'm taking over the reins. Every individual here, every youngster, every old person, every Muslim is a beautiful person. He wants to be good. He wants to be good. Therefore, it's not like we're picking on anybody. Each person here wants to have the change. We have to give the inspiration. As I say, 99% our perspiration, and 1% is the inspiration of the speaker or the sheikh. But that inspiration, 1%, is the main injection also. There's a main injection too, for the perspiration to come out. So he has to perspire, ya Allah, that is it. Full time guna, now the perspiration must start, ya Allah. I want my dua to be accepted, make dua. I'm keeping it now. So each person has it in him, ya Allah, I want to change. That's why we're looking for those people that will help me to change. Keep the beard. Number two, as the second I will say, is the pants, the garb. Not be above the ankles in standing up position. Yes, if I bend down, it goes below the ankles, it's overlooked. Women have to cover the ankles all the time. But now it's opposite. Here, our country also, we drive on the left hand side or right hand side? Left hand side. And if you drive on the right hand side, what the police will say? Wrong side. What are you telling about? It's the right side. You say, no, wrong side. But I'm driving on the right side. And if I drive on the left hand side, what do you say? Right side. Now who's speaking lies is speaking the truth. So you tell him, I'm driving on the right side, you know, left side, but it's right side. So you say, this is their system. We don't know really what's right and what's wrong amongst them. We don't know what they're up to really. And they made us so confused, that even our wiring now has become crisscross. All these examples I'm quoting from my Honorable Sheikh, Abdul Hamid Sahib al-Barakatuh. So even our own wiring has become so crisscross now that the wiring of the brain has become upside down. That when I'm sitting on the supper table where there's no hijab and parda, everybody's sitting together, right? Now, as it says, you're putting the right indicator on to look at your wife, but the left bulb is coming on looking at the sister-in-law. You call your wife and looking at her. You say, now what happened to you? The wiring is crisscross. Something wrong is happening in the brain. Somebody is smiling at the wife, but I'm joking with the sister-in-law. Sister-in-law is supposed to be now talking to her husband, serving him. She's more excited now the brother-in-law is coming. We're all getting together. Allah knows best. As Hakim Sahib will say, carry on like that. Getting together. Allah protect. He will say, years later, he said, Jo tum samjha tumhara beta hai, wo bhatija nikla. Who you thought was your son, came out to be your nephew. What happened? And they say, he's looking just like his uncle, this boy. I think, I don't know what happened here. Just like his uncle. Then he says, Who do you blame? He says, because we don't want parda in the house. We don't want hijab in the house. And we're hearing about it. Whether it's the pedal tennis courts, whether he's going out and socializing, is that our system of life? We know what's happening. It's always now things look better on that side. It's always better on that side, so too it seems like that. Then Hazrat says, your own children who loved you, now they realize what kind of a father we have, the same children that you fattened and you brought up, the same son wants to kill the father now. How you treated my mother? What you did to my mother? Although you did everything for him, now the same son say, I'll take your life, I'll kill you, to give my mother rahat and comfort. Our deen is pure and clean, simple and straightforward. As Allah Pak wants it, do it like that. Nobody is putting a gun to their head and say, do it wrong, do it the opposite way. We have to take up the courage. We need that steam of Allah's muhabbat. Where to get that steam? Shah Abdul Haq Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, even the fuel tanker carrying fuel on his back, has to go refill its tank also. He can't say, no, I got a lot of petrol here, so I'm okay. No. You have to refuel your tank also to move all of that. So even the big sheikh of the time also, he needs a sheikh also. The alim of the time, he has to go to his asatiza also. You can be carrying now a big masjid, but where are you refueling? Where are you going to? You have to go back to the table. You have to go to the depot to pull your tank so you can move the vehicle. Now if you haven't realized that also, then my tank is absolutely empty. There's nothing in there, but I'm just dragging along. Then I'm getting the knocks in life. I'm thinking, ya Allah, what's happening? This just came right, that went wrong. That thing put it right, that one went wrong. Because you're running on an empty tank. You're not refueling. You're not putting the steam of Allah's muhabbat in your tank to love Allah. So keep the garment above the ankle. Keep it clear. Don't live on the edge. from far I can see the angle is absolutely clear. In fact, some hakims, doctors, oriental doctors you can call them, they say that there's a vein just below the ankle. Those that do acupuncture, they know where all the spots are. They say there's a vein just below the ankle that is directly connected now to the private area. Every time the place is touched, it weakens you. That's why we keep it clear. That's why you find the sunnah of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was simple lungi. And subhanallah, we know it also. Those countries where they're wearing champal and lungi, subhanallah, they've got the population is big enough. LK41JRGP, a grey Hyundai. LK41JRGP. Please remove the vehicle. Right, it's a grey Hyundai. Same one. The same one. LK41JRGP. Please remove the vehicle. So we can see those countries also, Indonesia, Malaysia, subhanallah, they got no problems. They got enough. Those countries, they said, hum do hamare do, we to our two. Then we find what's happening over there, subhanallah, you got no manpower. So they got to export the manpower. So much barakat in those countries. Now we're in Pakistan, a little while ago, and Muni Mazhar Sahib, our Dada Sheikh San was taking us around. So he said, Mufti Sahib, you want to tell the people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, we're not poor people. You all are poor. He says, how come we poor? It's just on one street. If you can see all these fruit vendors over here, must be about 50 of them, or carts. And the color of the fruit, pomegranates, lychees, whatever you want, you'll find it there. He says, you have to South Africa. I said, no. He says, who's rich and who's poor? Then? We have to look for the fruit somewhere. We will get fruits. See, this fruit now has come from Kandahar, it's come from Kabul, it's come from here, it's come from the choicest fruit. He says now, yes, monetarily, financially, our people might not have that amount of wealth, but food, they have plenty. There's plenty of food. And there's plenty of barakat. Because there's more masajid, there's more azan, there's more Quran tilawat, there's more dhikrullah, there's more pious people, there's more sunnat, so more barakat also. More barakat. Simple lifestyle, but we have got all the food in the world. So coming back, my dear brothers, when it comes to the beard, when it comes to what we're wearing, our garbs, then Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say these two things. Third thing, control the eyes. But it has become pandemic. Control the eyes. Don't look at the haram. Don't look at the haram. When Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was the ustaz in Saharanpur Mazahir Ulum, in his poetry form he would say, right, I'll give the translation. He will say, oh foolish one, oh bewkuf, oh fool. He says, you look at the haram. You're looking at haram. You look at the haram, he's calling them but idols. These are actually idols that are walking around, dressed up like this. And our Sheikh says, the way they're dressed up also, they can't put on their own clothing. He says, now you're looking at them. Say, you're looking at them, you're looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. You're looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. You're looking at porn, you're looking for the pleasures of Jannat in Jahannam. Where are you going to get it? You're not going to get that pleasure. It's only Jahannam you're going to get. Then even your wife is no more attractive. Even your wife doesn't appeal to you anymore. Because you're not looking after your eyes. And he would say, by the qasam of Allah, you abuse your eyes one time, you're looking at haram, haram, understand right now from the skies, you will say, laak, laak, champal utar rahi hai. Say, hundred thousands of champals are falling on your head right now. You're getting a hiding from Allah. You are getting a hiding from Allah. Hakim Muhammad will say, Rahmatullah Ali, with the example of looking at haram and sin. He will say, a man got married newlywed. Newlywed man, after the first night, his wife checks the bed. He says, he missed the bed. Number one. What happened? She asked you, what happened? She said, I got a problem. Can't control it. Second night again. Third night again, she says, you know what? Now this can't carry on. He says, I can't help it. Every time I go to sleep, then shaitan comes, wakes me up. He says, I'm your friend. Come, I take you for a nice walk. He takes you for a long walk. Beautiful gardens, everything. Have a nice walk. And then I tell him, I need to go to the toilet. So he takes you to a super hygienic and modern toilet. He said, I go relieve yourself over here. Now it's all in a dream. So I go, I sit on the toilet and I relieve myself, not realizing he's in the bed. So she says, what a contact you got. What a contact you got in the world. So why don't you tell the shaitan friend of yours, jinnah, They show you where the treasure box is. You can see how we're puzzling and how poor we are. So you got a contact in the ancient world. Tell him, take you and show you where the tijori is. Where the bottle is, tell him, take you. You say, good idea. Lucky I married you. That's why that person says, I don't need Google, I'm married. What he says, I don't need Google, I'm married. She knows everything. I just got to ask her. They say, good. So then the next morning when she went to inspect and she saw the bed, she says, now what is this now? All it is number one, that is number two you've done. He says, it was your idea. Ask him, what happened? He said, when he came last night, before he would take me for the walk, I was so excited, I told him, that show me where the port loo is, where the parcel is. He says, why didn't ask me all this time? What a friendship we have. So he took me, and he showed me a big case there, full of gold bars. I got so excited, I went to lift it up, and I took him out. He says, please, you better just leave the shaitan. Brother says, how we hate that stool, and how we hate that urine. He said, worse than the stool and urine is our sins. That napak, that porn site, that haram gambling, that illicit lady you're speaking to, is just as filth and impure as urine and stool. The Zakim Sahib would explain, when I'm involved in the guna, in the, I'm sitting with the self and I'm looking, I am talking. He says, what you're actually doing is, you're taking the stool and you're rubbing on your body. He says, what a smell is this? Wow, I enjoy this. And you're rubbing it. And you got your glass of urine. Every now and then you're taking a sip. Change the website. Next website. Next website. He said, now you're scrolling away. He said, you're taking a sip of all that urine. And when it's not enough, then you're taking the stool and you put it in your nose. Now I can really get the smell. Say, you're sitting in a pit in a sewage dump right now. And that's what you are becoming. Sewage. Get out of it. Make tawbah. Ya Allah, I don't need this. Give me a clean life. I don't need the filth. Remove the files, remove all the memories also. All these haram games you're downloading and downloading and downloading. If there's figures there, animals there, this is shaitanism. Quran speaks, كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنِ. Men of before used to worship jinnat. This is modern day shaitani worship. Satanic worship is modern day satanic worship. The cartoons and the games, shaitani worship. This is already training the mind for the Dajjal. When he will come, what games he'll come with? What music he'll come with? What movies he'll come with? Now you see what they say, 4K and this K, whatever it is, as if you're in it. And Hadith Shari speaks about it. He'll come with a show. He'll put up a show. Look at this Jannah. You'll be an actor over here. I'm so used to it now. I've subscribed to so many channels. Here's the opportunity of a life. He's giving it to me. He says, come into my Jannah. Just step in and you're mine. And he'll show you actually a whole vision of Jannah. Actually mesmerizing your eyes. Once you step in there, the reality is Jahannam. It's Jahannam because I don't have the imani strength in my heart. My eyes is accustomed already to the deception on the screen. When Shaitan will come, the Dajjal will come and show me. And I see this is Jannah. How we have this virtual, whatever they put this thing. Allah is living in a virtual world. It's already training the mind. When it comes, nothing surprising. There's a new technology. Something we never thought will happen. So what will happen is so accustomed to it. What are you accustomed to? Quran tilawat, Allah is the nur of Himan, no hold on. Because there's no clear this. Just stay away. You say, but I am your Rabb. I will bring your parents back to life. Now how many apps they have on the phone right now, they can show you how you look 50 years from now. So he'll have such an app now, he'll show you, I bring your parents back to life, you want to see them. He says, really? He brings them back to life, and they'll speak to you. He says, why don't you enter in today? Before you know it, you're already stripped in Jannah. He's already got us in there already, got us stuck in there. That's why we're saying, now in the month of Ramadan, delete the apps. Delete the apps, say, I don't need these apps over here, they're just full the urine and the stool. I don't need it. And Hazrat promises, he said, the Qasam of Allah, protect your eyes. Protect your eyes 10 times in a day. You didn't look at haram. When you go home, you will enjoy your wife as if you have 10 wives. The enjoyment Allah will give you. The amount of muhabbat Allah will give you. The youngster not married, Allah will give you a wife that will please you. Allah will give you such a woman, Allah will please your heart. The youngsters, nobody, they're all looking, they come to Maulana, they're looking, can't find a girl. I said, there's so many there. No, but I want a girl. But what kind of girl you want? Maulana should be Lambi, Patri, or Manjari. The young boys don't understand now. She must be tall, and she must have green eyes, and she must be slim and trim. So Maulana says, before that, boy, you go look in the mirror also. See what do we have to offer her. So you want Lambi, Manjari, and Patri. She must be tall, slim, trim, and she must be green-eyed. He says, very good. You're looking for a model on a cover page. You'll get one like that. She'll model into your life, and she'll model out also. Before you say, what happened over here? All the Janhu went also, bought so much of jewelry for her, that too is gone. He says, look for a housewife. Woman of taqwa, you want a woman of taqwa, then what you have to offer, she'll have the same thing. You got a full beard, she'll understand. This is the type of husband he is. I have my pants above my ankles, I look after my eyes, etc. Yes. There's a new trend, my dear brothers, that even the fathers are getting caught. Boy wants to come see my daughter, we can't call him home right now. Tell the daughter, see with your sister, go to the coffee shop and meet him there. Just see whether he's suitable or not. You like him or not? If you like him, then you call him home. Haram! Where is the sensitivity of the fathers right now? We'll just send a picture, we'll send his picture, let's just check what kind he is. We're going to do the, my dear brother, the reality we know. Alright? You know, the boy comes to see the girl, or the girl sees the boy, I'm not sure, everything is there, but maybe we'll just meet him one more time. Alright? Oh, we'll just see, let's delay the nikah, we'll just get to know one another, and if we're happy, then we'll settle down. We just have to get to know one another. The reality, my dear brothers, ask a brother amongst ourselves, married 20 years, 30 years, do you still know your wife? Have you understood her? You say, I still didn't understand. 30 years, you understand, and I still didn't understand. In 2-3 mulaqats, you're going to know this girl, what she is. Is she going to know who you are? You got so many files right now, you can't even afford the files to her. So 20, 30 years, I still don't understand my wife. They're still spinning me around. Is all based on tawakkul and your amal. You're the imam of the house. If the fish head is rotten, the fish will be rotten. If the imam of the house is not right, then his wife is going to be the same. If he is right, the Shaykh Faruq Makki Sahib says, the newlywed boy, make sure you go fajr the first night. Make sure you go fajr namaz. Even if you don't read fajr your whole life, now start from today. Why today? If you're not going to go fajr namaz, read your namaz, psychologically she'll understand. If you know woman, what psycho Allah Pak has given them, subhanallah. Our Shaykh will say, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah has blessed them. The words I'm using. Allah has blessed them with half the intelligence of man. It's a blessing. Allah shukr. They have even their memories too, whether we can say half or not. But it's a blessing to forget also. But they don't forget. They don't forget. So Allah has blessed them with half the intelligence of man, with half the intelligence, subhanAllah. What aren't they doing? What they're not doing for us? With half intelligence. And Hazrat says, with the half intelligence of the women and the ladies, with half intelligence, how they got us running behind them. We can't live without them. Even if they had full intelligence, we got no, we finished. We are finished. So this Hadith Sharif woman, they get offended. Actually, it's a praise to them. Allah has given you half. That half of yours is so much also. It's so much also. We as men, right, we're looking for a pair of socks. You say, it's there. I check the cupboard. It's there. But it's not there. See, opens it. Here's it here. Oh, I didn't see it. I'm telling you, I know everything is in the house. We don't even know. She'll tell you where it is. The thing that you forgot where you left it, she's got it kept on side. SubhanAllah, Allah has given us women like that. This is intelligence. How they look after the entire house, the children, the clothing, the cooking, everything they got sorted out. Allah will give us wives like that. That's what we have to offer, my dear brothers. You bring taqwa, then the boy will find the girl. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Although that's the tafsir of this ayat, as it says. But a pure woman, Allah will give her a pure husband. Pure husband, Allah will give. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. Person has khabathat, filth, dirt in him, he'll get a wife like that. What will happen? I can't trust her, she can't trust him also. There's no trust in this marriage. You know what he's doing behind the scenes. How many times the girls come, he sleeps away on the couch. Doesn't come to bed. He's a newlywed. What's he doing on the couch? Why is he sleeping on the couch? Doesn't he have a need for his wife? Don't you have a need for him? But something not right. Something not right. How is that possible? It's all because of the phone. The eyes aren't clean. The heart is not clean. Keep the eyes clean. Eyes will remain clean, as Hakim Saab say. Look after the eyes and look after the heart. Look after the heart. Don't let any foreign objects come in the heart. If the eyes is clean, the heart will remain clean. No fantasizing. No fantasizing is haram. We know that. But one very subtle point, my dear brothers. When the girl and boy get engaged, she saw the boy and he saw the girl. He liked her, she liked him, proposal went through. Don't delay the nikah. For Allah's sake, don't delay the nikah. Nikah is a simple affair, absolutely simple in Sharia. When you feed the family, we can feed you all 2 months time, no problem. But you're making the nikah now. Boy is happy, girl is happy, understand. What the parents say, we're not ready yet. The boy is ready. He's ready to get married already. He's an adult, she's an adult. And what the big adult is saying, we're not ready. You already had your majah. You already got your wife. Bishara, he's suffering and she's suffering. What do you say? No, we're not ready. They're ready. These two adults are ready to move together, to live together. They saw one another. And now parents are saying, we're not ready. Who's supposed to be ready? The girl and the boy. They're ready to get married. The fathers don't understand the guna they are carrying on the head. My daughter saw the boy. My daughter saw the boy. And if I want to delay the nikah, how do I control her mind not to fantasize about this boy in my home? She sits sleeping in my... I bought her and she's having haram thoughts about a boy. Why? Because I'm delaying her nikah. Whose guna is that? I'm so sensitive about my daughter. No boy must see her, but I'm allowing her now. She can't control her mind. My son can't control his mind. I'm causing it, but... And we tell him now, don't. No, you mustn't think about it. When I go propose, I know how much my mind was racing. But I forgot about it. That's why Hadith Sharif says, don't delay. One father recently told me my son is proposed. Right, so I told him, don't delay the nikah. What the reply he gave me? What's the rush? Inna lillahi, inna ilayhi raji'un. The Hadith Sharif says, rush 3 things. Salah, janazah, and nikah. Specifically these 3 things. What is asking me? What's the rush? So the Hadith Sharif says, rush with it. Don't delay. You told me something else, I'll say, okay, fine. But this thing, Hadith Sharif says, rush with it. Janaza, that marhum saw his abode in Jannah, he wants to get there. The delay at the airport, how angry you get. The delay at the airport, how angry. You're dealing with Janaza, he saw his Jannah already, he wants to move ahead. Be selfish. The girl wants to get married, boy is ready, we say we're not ready. Get them married. We can feed the family how much you want later on, no problem. Call them later on. Give them a big da'wah too, no problem. They're married, let them move together now. Don't make extravagant, don't waste the money. Don't delay the janazah, don't delay nikah, don't delay salah. Salah is on, run for salah. So this is 4 things, my dear brothers, we take tonight. We make this pledge to Allah, Ya Allah, my beard, my pants, my garb, my eyes and my heart. These 4 things, Hakim Saab says, in this zamana, I promise you, Allah will make you the wali and his friend of the time. And don't doubt it. Just to conclude, to understand the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, who Allah is waiting tonight to give us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once stepped out of his home. And he asked Allah, Bari ta'ala, who is the biggest sinner of my nation? Who is the biggest sinner of my nation? Allah says, hold on Musa, hold on here. You see a man coming with a child on his shoulders. He's the biggest sinner of your nation. He saw a man coming out from the house carrying his son on his shoulders. So he's the biggest sinner. Yes. So Musa alayhi salam went on for the day. At night again he came out of the house. Ya Allah, show me the most pious person of my nation. Allah said, hold on. A man will come just now. He's the most pious person, most beloved to me. So he waited. The same man came. Say, Allah, I don't understand. In the morning he was the worst. And now he's the best. In the morning he was the most wretched, now he's the most fortunate. Oh Musa. This morning when you saw him, and he came out from the house with a little child, he was the biggest sinner in the world. The gunas he had done, there was really no hope for him. But his masum son asked him a few questions. His masum son, as he stepped out into the jungle, to the forest, so as little boys will ask, he said, Papa, Daddy, Abba, this forest is so big. What is bigger than the forest? So he said that bigger than the forest is the desert. Oh, it must be very big. Yes, my son, it's very big. And then Abba, what's bigger than the desert? He says the ocean. The depth and how big the oceans are. He said, must be very big then. He said, very big. You can't even comprehend it, oh my son. The Baba was bigger than the oceans then. He said, oh my son, is the skies. Very big. He said, Baba was bigger than the skies. Then he looked down. He looked down and a tear fell from his eye. He said, oh my son, bigger than the skies are my sins. Are my gunas. It's full up everything right now. Then Abba was bigger than your sins. So Allah says, I was waiting for his reply, what he's going to say. And then with a sparkle in his eye, and a wind and a woof of hope in his heart and his existence, he turned to his son and said, oh my son, bigger than my sins is the rahmat of my Allah. Is the mercy of my Allah. It's bigger than my sins also. He said, oh Musa, when he said that, I bombed and I destroyed all his sins. No trace of it. He just said that. That my Allah's rahmat is bigger than my gunas. He became my beloved. Morning he was the wretched one, but the evening he became my friend. Allah's rahmat is suspended and waiting. All we're going to do, say Allah, I'm ready to change. There's four things I'm going to do. Not after Ramadan, from tonight. If I hurt anybody, ya Allah, give me tawfiq to repay them and to be kind to them. Ya Allah, if I broke your commands, ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, you give me the strength, Allah will do it. As I mentioned, we're coming back to Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The strength of every person, Sahaba Ikram couldn't do it on their own. There was a support structure. Allah has given us in this country support structure for Iman. We have the effort of Da'wat and Tabligh. Jamaat effort is not only for Jamaat Satis. It's for me also. I can give one day, give 3 days, sleep in the path of Allah, leave my home, take our time, leave the bed Allah gave me, leave the house Allah gave me, to come sleep in the house of Allah. Allah says, he left his house for my house. I love him. Now wake up in the night and make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah. There's one Buddha from P or Cape Town. For years didn't come to the masjid. For years didn't come to the masjid. Jamaat caught him, brother, come now. Come for the program Friday morning or Thursday night. We had a program in the masjid. Come, come, come. He said, I'm coming. He took a bath, put his kurta on. He went that night, Thursday night or Friday night. He went to the program. He woke up for tahajjud and they phoned him. And they found him in tahajjud. His ruh was gone. Whole life gangster. One night only, Allah said, my beloved is coming. He took the step to me. Allah said, I'm taking him tonight. I'm taking him tonight. So when it's going to be written for me, he just took it one step. Many karguzaris we can give our brothers that Allah Ta'ala gave them the Jannah. Just like that. One namaz only. He changed and Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. So we have the effort of Da'wat and Tabligh. Friday night, Shab Guzari, we have Masjid al-Hilal. Come for one program. Come for one program thereafter. And brothers, they feel now so difficult. I tell them, I come Friday night to Masjid al-Hilal. Alright? They bring their friends and come. Downstairs, this chow, he says, chow, Mawlana, we're coming. MashaAllah, we've got there. Canteen, cafeteria, whatever. Bring all the friends and come. At least you go for the bayan tonight. And then we can have a nice meal down. The turakatamaz, alhamdulillah. So we got Friday night programs. Then we have the structure of the tazkiyah and tasawwuf. Where we can take a sheikh. Only if they take a sheikh, they say, now Mawlana, I will tell the sheikh everything. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. But it's not about telling the sheikh everything. Then I will open up all my files. As I mentioned before, one person to bed to the sheikh, met him outside the masjid, had a very dark past. I was doing, he said, hold on, Allah. Allah conceal your gunas from me. I don't know about your gunas. Tell me now, how can I help you ahead? Tell me how can I help you ahead this move? Your files, Allah conceal it, keep it concealed. Yes, if it's still giving you a problem, then let's move ahead now. So what to tell the sheikh, how to tell the sheikh, this is based on muhabbat and love. As I move on, make the contact, now I begin to feel comfortable. Now I can ask him this, I got somebody that I can ask, one-on-one relationship. Now I can ask somebody, I got some guidance in my life, I love somebody for the pleasure of Allah. Once I make that contact, Allah opens the avenues. Is that now I'm afraid, I'm going to tell him everything, open my files, open the bank accounts, this, I got this insurance policy and I got this. It will come out automatically, Allah will take it out. And Allah will replace with halal. Because I'm showing my desire to change. and walking the right path. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Now I'm not walking towards the bank manager, insurance broker. Now I'm walking in the path of Allah. Allah says, you don't need that. I'll cover you. Just move ahead. So this also having ta'alluq and having contact with the shaykh is just something frightening. That now, how do I keep? How much do I tell him? Don't I tell him? Now I don't want to give up my sinful life. Allah says, Allah will make you give it up. Because now, you're following the Quranic ayat. So we have these avenues, my dear brothers. Let's exploit it to the best we can. Here we find, when it comes to ulama ikram programs, we're saying free. It's free. We're paying to go other avenues, to spoil our iman. We say free of charge, come and make your iman. Come make love to Allah. Make muhabbat to Allah. Enjoy your sajda with Allah. Enjoy your Quran tilawah with Allah. Even your little will be allowed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us somebody to make amal, to be taqwa and to walayz after the month of Ramadan. We have the 27th night. Make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There'll be some refreshments also to refuel, to recharge, to come back in the masjid. Not to go out. You know, once we go out and we join the pavement club with the agarbatti over there, and then we know what happens after. The agarbatti is out, then everything is gone. Before we can go out, 2 rakat short namaz. Hasan Basri rahimullah, Allah ta'ala gave him jannat. Somebody asked Hasan Basri, how you got jannat? He said, Allah ta'ala gave me jannat on my short rakat of tahajjud. Inna atina qul huwallah. Inna atina. You don't have to break your back, my dear brothers. 2 rakat, short rakat, 4 rakat, everybody Yasin Sharif, 1 tasbih, Durud Sharif, istighfar and make dua. We've got this in my mind, myself also. I could pull the whole night. Then Allah will forgive me. No, no, no. That, the whole night, as I say, the whole night, leave it for the heavyweights. They can pull the whole night. Me, I'm a lightweight. Lightweight, Allah, I can do so much. Allah says, that too is a lot. That too is a lot, my brother. You read 2 rakat for me. You read Yasin Sharif for me. Little bit of istighfar, tawbah, durud sharif, my banda did a lot. Go, I'll give you so much. Allah is shakur. Allah gives a lot on a little. That's Allah. Allah appreciates on a lot. Allah gives a lot on a little we do. Allah sees the background you're coming from. He left so much guna behind. He deleted the apps. He made tawbah. Allah says, give him now. Give him. So it's very simple. We don't have to pull the whole night. If we can, alhamdulillah. Half an hour. And put there. I'll sit 10 minutes. I'll sit half an hour only. Then I'll go away. No problem. No problem. That to Allah Ta'ala appreciates. But at least do something tonight. Allah Ta'ala give us subhi to make amal, inshallah. There was 1-2 brothers who take bi'at, I think. Three brothers come take bi'at. Just do the bi'at quickly. As you mentioned, the bi'at of taking a sheikh, etc. This is sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Taking the bi'at is sunnah. Bring on the desk. As the Tani will say, taking bi'at is sunnah. Where a person puts his hand on, in the hand of the shaykh, it says bi'at, this is sunnah, but to make islah is farz. To rectify our lives, this is farz. To take the bi'at is sunnah, but to rectify our lives is farz. But I know myself, talking of myself, I don't commit to one person, then I can't reform myself. That's why we say, this although it's sunnah to take the bi'at, but it's essential also for my own reformation. Now I'm committed to one person, now I know I've got a contact. I got somebody on speed dial. I can contact a certain person. I love him for the sake of Allah. Now I can keep that contact and he'll show me the way ahead. But this is sunnah, but to make islah is farz. Many brothers are uncertain now. Do I make the contact? Do I take this to the sheikh? So he usually advise, go listen to who you want to listen. Go to this alim or that alim. A jalis are taking place. Who you can gel with. Who you feel a pull with. Who you feel the inclination towards. Then don't delay. Then don't be afraid. There's nothing to lose. Remember, there's nothing to lose, only to gain. So where I feel that pull of my heart, I enjoy it. I like to be near that person, in that environment, in that gathering. And it's pulling my heart, then they say, don't delay. Now take the bath. If I'm uncertain, then go sit 5 majlis here, 10 majlis here. Then go to that alim, sit in that program, see how you feel over there. Go to somebody else, see how you feel over there. Then you gauge, okay, I'm comfortable here. The most important thing is, I can communicate with that person. I feel comfortable to speak to him. Here is the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, who was our Dada Sheikh, who was the Sheikh Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, explained to us, me as a young man also, I want to take bed to him. It was a Miraj night in Darul Mazadul. I was in the room with the Hakim Sahib rubbing his feet. And Urdu was weak also. So now in my own way, I'm practicing in my mind how to tell him. And subhanallah, Hazrat's piyar and muhabbat, to Hazrat, I want to take bath to you. He said, oh young man, why are you an old man like me? Get a local GP, who is young, who can understand you, can communicate with him. He'll understand me, you'll understand him. And as I spoke to him, then my beloved Shaykh walked to Abdul Hamid Sahib. He said, Maulana, take this boy's bayat now. Make him your murid. That was the best day of my life, I think. Although now, it took some time to build the ta'aluk, 2, 5, 6 years, to really now understand what I must do, how to communicate. Then, subhanAllah, once begin to understand that this is a love relationship now. And the amount of muhabbat and love that Maulana displayed and showed, subhanAllah, then things opened up after that. So, Hazrat tells us also, sometimes a youngster finds somebody very, very pious person, alhamdulillah, world renowned, is a fiery speaker, everything. He says, you can take bear to him, but the blood type doesn't click. It's the same blood type. I enjoy the bayan, it's good, but I don't think I can talk to him. I'm a bit intimidated. Just to go and sit down and speak to him. If you can't speak, he says, you won't progress. You will listen to the bayans, you will get benefit. Benefit you will get, but your rectification, reformation, istah will not get made. I will benefit from the bayan, but my life will not be corrected. I will take benefit. To correct my life, like how we read in on the internet, this medication, that medication, etc. Hey, very good, let's try. But if you go to the doctor, can I take this now? Then your life will come right. In the same way you will take benefit, many ulama you take benefit, but who I can talk to, who I can click with, who I can gel, I can pick up the phone, make a phone call, message him, tell him, please, I need to speak to you, now I'm comfortable. See, that's the person now that you click, you gel with, the blood type is right, now make contact with him. If you don't take bayat, at least are communicating with him, till you feel comfortable with him. Go to the majalis, and then once you feel now this is the right person, then now I make my contact. Now I make my contact and the benefits now, there's no time to explain the benefits of having bayat, etc. with the Shaykh. Now this few days ago, Hazrat mentioned to us a deep point, that opened our mind also. You know that a bayat, even though they don't have contact with us, it is the least benefit they will get, is that when we raise our hands at Baytullah, the Hajjud time, we make dua for all our murids. So they're part of our dua, all our nafil ibadat we are making, we send the reward to our murids also. Allah give them the reward. So they're also included in our Isala Sawab too. He says, who doesn't want that? When my Shaykh now is making dua for me, sending Isala Sawab for me, what big hearts they have. That they don't forget people like us also. But this is just now the side benefits now, having contact with somebody pious. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. As I said, now if you don't make the contact with somebody pious, Shaitan is already waiting. I'm already your friend. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So anybody that would like to come forward, they're welcome to come forward, inshallah. And we can take the best, inshallah. Put your hand in my hand. Lie down. Put your hand. Come on. Anybody else, inshallah? I'll read the khutbah, then I'll mention the words and you repeat after me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم I see the words, you repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, especially the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times Salah with Jama'ah in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if Zakat becomes Fard, to discharge the same, if Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the Chistiyya, the Naqshbandiyya, the Qadiriyya, and the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, to the barakats of all the buzruks, of all four chains and silsilas, except my bi'at and my tawbah. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me sincere tawbah, tawbatin nasuha. Grant me maut on imani kamil, on perfect iman, and kalima shahadat, wal afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshaAllah. Just send me a message in the WhatsApp or to read, and I'll send you the PDF, inshaAllah. Right. Again, ask the brothers for my phone number, they have it by them. We will keep the contact, inshaAllah. Shall we make a short zikr and then dua in the after, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As you mentioned the other night also, the zikr we are making loudly in the masjid together, the original sunnah, the real way is to make it silently, softly, softly and audibly. We can sit on our own. This is just to create the desire, the shauq, and how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even these nights should be actually the nights of individual ibadah. That is the correct thing. But as I mentioned before, we all need a bit of recharge. We must be tired right now, but after the dua, we can partake of meals very quickly. Give ourselves 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I'm done. I'm back with the musalla again. I want my Allah tonight. I can eat every night thereafter. I can meet the friends every night thereafter. This night, I will not get again. Many of us lost many friends over the last year also. They're not here. So Allah, I don't know, they'll be here next year, 27 night. Allah, give us hayat and good health. But this is, remember, I only have tonight, this is the night. So quickly, time myself back on the musalla. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, al-Quran, tilawat, zikr, if I can pull more, tie myself, alhamdulillah. I'm doing it for my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you take pity and mercy upon me. So cry ourselves to Allah, put our fights before Allah, and how to make tawbah also. Whatever guna I can recount, recollect, put it to Allah. Ya Allah, that night I did this, ya Allah, you saw me, I'm sorry about it. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, that haram thing I did, ya Allah, you know I did it, ya Allah, you still gave me food. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Whatever we can recollect and recount, we put it before Allah and remove the stain from the heart. Ya Allah, take it out, take it out, take it out. And then we move on in life, inshallah. And make dua for the entire ummah, especially our families in Gaza, other parts of the world. We have this beautiful night. Allah knows how they're going to spend tonight. How are they going to spend tonight? With fear, with those children. When they hear all the bombs around them, here, alhamdulillah, we have nothing. We're sitting with afiyat, with good health. Food is waiting for us. And we have the cool breeze that is blowing, alhamdulillah. We've got no excuse. At least we have some shame, ya Allah. If I can't do it for myself, do it for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah will make us valuable, inshallah. Allah ta'ala accept. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wasalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnita ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. O Kareem Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most forgiving Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu عفو عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار أو كريم رحيم الله يا عفو يا الله يا forgiveness يوم يا الله يا الله we call to no one besides you يا الله يا الله we believe in you يا الله يا الله we believe in your توحيد يا oneness يوم يا الله يا الله you are our رب يوم يا الله there's no one for us besides you كريم رحيم الله يا الله no heart يا الله we haven't given our hearts to anyone besides you. Oh my Allah, our hearts are being away. Ya Allah, pull our hearts together, oh my Allah. Let it be inclined towards you, Kareem Rahim Allah. That only you come into our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in you. Ya Allah, we read our kalima. Ya Allah, we make sajda only before you. Ya Allah, we worship only you. Oh my Allah, we the ummatis. We are the weakest part of the ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh beloved Allah, this jamaat has come, O my Allah, with hope in their heart, O my Allah, with tamanna and aspirations, O my Allah, that Ya Allah, You will change us to light, O my Allah, that You will take pity upon us, O my Allah, You will have sympathy for us, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we've come with hope. Ya Allah, we have no amal to present to You. Ya Allah, we've come empty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts are empty. Ya Allah, the mind is empty. The hands are empty. Ya Allah, we have broken begging bowls before You. O my Allah, this will marks on them, O my Allah. There's a gap in between, O my Allah. When the beggar will come with a broken bowl, you say, Shame, look at him. Fill his bowl up with something. Don't put coins in there, put notes, it doesn't fall through. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, You are the most kind of those that show kindness, O my Allah. You are the most merciful of those that show mercy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, You said in Quran Sharif, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ فَلَا أَتَنْهَرْ. As for the beggar, don't rebuke him, don't turn him away. Ya Allah, we are the beggars tonight. Ya Allah, we are the biggest tonight. Ya Allah, we came begging to You at Your doorstep, O my Allah, that tonight, O my Allah, don't turn us away, O my Allah. In the month of Ramadan, no one is rejected, O my Allah. O my Allah, don't reject us tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us into Your court, O my Allah. Take us into Your muhabbat and Your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if You don't take us, Ya Allah, shaitan is waiting for us. Loves is waiting for us. Ya Allah, the drugs are waiting for us. The haram websites are waiting for us. Ya Allah, the friends are waiting for us. Ya Allah, the bad company is waiting for us. The illicit relationship is waiting for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if You don't take us to light, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where else do we go to? Who else do we ask, O my Allah? Ya Allah, aaj ko, Ya Allah. To light, Ya Allah, piyar kar. Ya Allah, piyar kar. Ya Allah, muhabbat kar. Ya Allah, show us Your muhabbat to light. Ya Allah, we are the broken ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, where else do we go to? Ya Allah, there's not a door for us to knock. Ya Allah, they have come with hope, Ya Allah. They have come with aspirations, O my Allah. Their bodies are tired, O my Allah. Their mind is tired, O my Allah. Ya Allah, then too they have come tonight. With reason they have in front of You, O my Allah. Ya Allah, definitely, Ya Allah. You will not send us, Ya Allah, empty handed, O my Allah. Empty hearted, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, You want to give us Jannat, O my Allah. You want to become Jannatis, O my Allah. You want to become Yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to. Ya Allah, we are Jahil, O my Allah. Ignorant, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, O my Allah. Ya Allah, You teach us, O my Allah. You catch us by our hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, You put so much raham in our parents' hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on this night of Ramadan, O my Allah, how many mothers they had there? Ya Allah, their hearts are broken because of their sons, O my Allah. How long he will continue with drugs? How long he will continue with the haram activities? Where he's gone? What he's doing? How many mothers raises their hands, O my Allah? She's broken, she's tired, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the musalla, I saw enough tears of the mother falling upon that musalla. When the son will he come there? When he'll change his ways? When he'll treat me nicely? When will he talk to me nicely? How many a wife out there, O my Allah? My husband has given me everything, O my Allah. Allah, but he can't even talk to me nicely. I don't know what he's doing in the darkness of the night, O my Allah. But then to those mothers, O my Allah, what hearts You've given them, O my Allah. When their son will come even intoxicated, better did You eat? Are You hungry? What do You want? Ya Allah, so much of mercy You put in their hearts. They never kicked us out, O my Allah. Our fathers were upset, then too they took us in, O my Allah. Our wives, we still buttered them up, O my Allah. We gave them a smile, we charmed them, they still forgave us, O my Allah. So much of mercy, so much of rahmat, so much of love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming now to the markaz of love, O my Allah. It's only You, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we know we've broken Your command. We've turned away. We've run away. We've left Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam. We abandoned him, O my Allah. We abandoned him. We told him with our amal and our actions and our hairstyles and our beards, we don't want to be like You. We don't like how You look. We don't want to conform to Your way. Ya Allah, tonight we're making tawbah, O my Allah. Tonight we're making tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the satellites have poked, Ya Allah, holes into His heart, O my Allah. Our reasons, Ya Allah, have Ya Allah, shaven, Ya Allah, the love and the muhabbat on His heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we are making tawbah. Ya Allah, we don't want to do those things, O my Allah. Genuinely, Ya Allah, we are begging You. Ya Allah, we don't want to do it. Ya Allah, we don't want to go back. We don't want to, Ya Allah, we break Your command and leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But O my Allah, we don't know better. Ya Allah, we have become so weak. We don't have the strength of iman. We don't even know what is the writing anymore. Ya Allah, show us the avenues, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give us hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Even if to slap us with hidayat, O my Allah, give us a slap and tamacha. We will turn 360 degrees around and we change our lives, O my Allah. The salah becomes easy for us. Ya Allah, to the Quran becomes easy for us. To take your name, zikr becomes easy for us. Ayla, to take care of our parents, become enjoyable for us, O my Allah, to be kind to our wives and children, to put them in the correct avenues of ta'aleem, become easy for us, O my Allah. Only you can give us the strength, O my Allah. If it is not you, O my Allah, the nafs of shaitan is waiting for us. They will take us away, far away from you, Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, till they throw us into the Allah, the sewage, O my Allah, to the gutters of filth and death, and then to Allah, we'll think that we are progressive people, O my Allah. Allah, what has happened to us at one time, when the Ummah had shan, when the Ummah had status in the world, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was here, when Umar bin Khattab was alive, Abu Bakr Siddiq was here, O my Allah, no one would lift a hand, no one would lift a finger against the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even lift our hands, O my Allah. We can't even do it for the Ummah, O my Allah. We can't even do it for the poor mothers of Gaza, O my Allah. For those children of Gaza, O my Allah. We can't do it for their blood, Ya Allah. And for them, Ya Allah, for their sake, for those shaitans that are killing them, Ya Allah, we don't want to be like them. Ya Allah, we don't want to be like them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we give up our gunas and sins, O my Allah. That you take rahm upon the Ummah, O my Allah. That you make a decision of ceasefire to it. Ya Allah, give them rahat, O my Allah. Give them sukoon, O my Allah. Let them sleep to light, O my Allah. Let them sleep to light, O my Allah. Take on the fear from their hearts. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, possibly making them fear in this dunya. In the qabr they'll have no fear. Ya Allah, we fear our qabr. What will we do, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, bombs are falling upon them. When they're going to the qabr, they'll be smiling. Ya Allah, we are sitting in comfort, oh my Allah. When the bombs will fall in our qabr, when Munkar and Nakir will come breaking the ground, will come with their hand and fire from their mouth. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, save us from that, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give them rahat tonight. Let them sleep tonight. Their bodies are tired. They are thirsty. They are hungry. It is the month of Ramadan. They are the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Allah, they live in the land of Sham, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the land of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The land where Sahaba Ikram give their lives, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. What atrocities, Ya Allah. What crimes against them. Only because they believe in you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in all the atrocities, Ya Allah, then to only your name comes out. Ya Allah, how easy we forget your name. We don't know take your name, O my Allah. We're going to pop drugs into our mouths, O my Allah, and forget about you. Ya Allah, we're going to sit on porn sites, O my Allah, and not even think about you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, in all the back being broken, and the children being ripped away from their breasts, O my Allah, and losing their husbands, and losing their breadwinners, O my Allah, then to only one thing comes out. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. He's the best of caretakers and caregivers, O my Allah. Then do they take your name, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We purposely, Allah, we don't want to take your name, O my Allah. We don't want to remember you. We don't want to come towards you. We don't want to come to Fajr Salah, put our heads down to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what has happened to us? Ya Allah, what has happened to us? They gave us the wealth of dunya. They gave us the comfortable homes. They gave us the best of foods, O my Allah. We forget to take your name. We don't want to take your name, O my Allah. We don't want to do anything with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And here our families and brothers and sisters are part of the world that are broken completely. They have nothing left in this worldly life to look forward to, O my Allah. And then to the call unto you, Ya Allah, give us the sharab and the modesty. Give us the sharab and shame in our lives, O my Allah. What has happened to us? Ya Allah, make decisions of our hidayat. Ya Allah, make decisions of our hidayat. Make us musallis, O my Allah. Make us reciters of Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, to be to give up our music and movies, O my Allah. And all the haram activities, O Kareem Rahim Allah, it was a pure, clean life. Ya Allah, when we look at our wives, Ya Allah, our hearts are full of muhabbat and love. When we look at our parents, we have raham upon them, O my Allah. When they look at us, O my Allah, we become assets to them, O my Allah. They are happy when they look at us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. When we go to our businesses, O my Allah, we are welcome, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a true Islamic life, O my Allah. A true Imani life, O my Allah. Take out the gunas and the sins, O my Allah. Make it easier for us. Ya Allah, keep us close to the avenues of deen, O my Allah. Keep us close to the masjid, O my Allah. Close to the effort of da'wah and tabligh. Accept our lives in the khidmat of deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us close, Ya Allah, to the ulama e karam, to your ashiqeen, to the mashayikh. Ya Allah, that we live amongst your lovers, O my Allah. And we die amongst your lovers, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, where else will be lost in this worldly life? Ya Allah, make the decision. Ya Allah, you're involved in interest and usury in the banks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make decision tonight to pull us out immediately. You have plenty of halal, O my Allah. You share with the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us hearts of gold, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Be involved in insurances, O my Allah. Give us yaqeen and tawakkul upon you, O my Allah. Allah, that you will take care of us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we love the illicit relationships, O my Allah. Give us halal wives, halal lives, O my Allah. Halal rozi, plenty of it, O my Allah. That we don't have to look at anything haram in our worldly life, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, give us iman, give us salah, give us dhikr. Give us, Ya Allah, all the beautiful amal that you love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Ya Rahmat and mercy upon the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Full of masajid, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. When the moon will be sighted for Eid, O my Allah, the month of Hajj will begin. O my Allah, Ya Allah, must look up to Baytullah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bring us also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Ya Rahmat. Ya Allah, keep our hearts attached, O my Allah, to Ka'batullah, to Madinatul Munawwara, to Al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we love these places, O my Allah. Give us more these Mubarak places, O my Allah. The time when you're happy with us. O my Allah, give us the hatred for all places of vice and the dens of vices, O my Allah. Where there's music, where there's haram, where there's doubtful things, O my Allah. Where things that will displease you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the haram malls, O my Allah. Just to walk in them. The places that you hate the most are the malls, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't give us enjoyment in those places. We'll have to go there just for needs, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us a pure, clean life. Oh my Allah, tonight we are waiting, Ya Allah, in your beautiful home. Ya Allah, with hope in our hearts. Ya Allah, for our families, our extended families, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless the Ummah and bless us with the best of dunya, qabr and akhirat. All those in debt, O my Allah, grant the plenty of halal sustenance. All those that don't have rozi, O my Allah, open the avenues for them, O my Allah, with izzat and honor. Ya Allah, give them plenty that they become happy and makes it a means for them to obey you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those of marriageable age, whether they're young, whether they're old, whether they're widows, whether they're bachelors, or spinsters, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from your treasury, from your khazana, Ya Allah, you provide for them, O my Allah. Save them from haram. How many a young girl and boy are waiting to get married, O my Allah. Depression is setting in. How much their mothers and fathers are making dua. How much longer my sister's daughter will remain at home. Ya Allah, listen to the cry, O my Allah. Listen to the cry, O my Allah. The mothers are parashan, O my Allah. The fathers are worried, they are getting older, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are very kind, O my Allah. The treasure is very vast, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them, Ya Allah. And keep them happy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak. Ya Allah, we don't like to be tested. Ya Allah, don't test us in any way. Ya Allah, be kind, O my Allah. You made our parents kind to us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you be more kind to us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those in debt, make it easy for them. All those that are pregnant, Ya Allah, make the pregnancy easy for them. Give them normal, pious children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are sick and ailing, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Whatever illness it may be, whether they be in hospitals, whether they be at home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going through this test of illness. Ya Allah, relieve them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Give them good health, O my Allah. Make them fresh and healthy again, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those that are making the khidmat and giving them service and taking care of them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the strength, O my Allah. And all those that left this world, O my Allah, and have reached you, O my Allah. Be it our parents, O my Allah. Be it our fathers, our mothers, O my Allah. Our grandparents, our brothers, our sisters, our family members, our friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the night in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, where all the doors of Jahannam are closed, O my Allah. The doors of Jannat are open, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the decision of us becoming Jannatis, O my Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the azab qabr, remove the azab tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, pull them out of Jahannam. Ya Allah, put them into Jannat. Ya Allah, there's no shortage in your treasury. There's no shortage in your rahmat. Ya Allah, they have an ayat of iman. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the terrible mood. Ya Allah, save us from the haram. Ya Allah, give us Jannat al-Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Jamaat has come tonight. Whatever they have in their hearts, Ya Allah, whatever they have left behind back home, O my Allah, be it their wives, be it their children, be it their daughters, be it their parents, be it their uncles and aunts, whoever it may be. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as also, O my Allah. All of the Haramain Sharifin, Ya Allah, accept their du'as. All those in Aqsa, accept their du'as. The entire Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, you will accept. Ya Allah, it is your command. Ud'uni astajib lakum. They call unto me. I will respond to you. If you don't ask, Allah Ta'ala, you become displeased, O my Allah. Tonight we are begging you in our broken way, in our small dua. Ya Allah, we don't know whose dua is accepted here, who you love the most, who is making tawbah tonight, whose tears has fell onto his cheeks, Ya Allah, is making tawbah. Ya Allah, we have young children, Ya Masoom, haven't done any gunas. We have the old that are aged, Ya Allah. They are tired, O my Allah. They have handicaps. They are raising their hands tonight, Ya Allah, to their sadqa, their tufail, and to the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mats and your bounties you have given us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us Muslims. You saved our heads, Ya Allah, from making sajda to anyone besides you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save our heads, Ya Allah. You mustn't make sajda to anybody else, oh my Allah. Keep us in iman. Keep our progenies in iman. Ya Allah, you give us iman. You made us ummati the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you've given us homes. You've given us food. You've given us drink. You've given us vehicles. You've given us families, oh my Allah. You've given us our faculties, oh my Allah. You've given us our existence, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all these bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, don't test us in any way, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if you hurt anyone, O my Allah, on our behalf, O my Allah, you repay that person, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you reward him, O my Allah. You give us sufi to repay all our debts, whatever we have hurt anybody anyway, O my Allah. Give us sufi to repay those relationships. Ya Allah, all your rights upon us. Give us sufi to fulfill all your rights. Give us a strength of iman. Ya Allah, all those beautiful du'as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made for us, O my Allah, the concern and the cry he had for us, whether in the Roda Mubarak, in his beautiful room, in his small room, Ya Allah, he made dua for us. And Ya Allah, the place of Arafat, in Mina, in Muzdalifa, and Multazam, and Hajj Aswad, and Maqam Ibrahim, upon Safa and Marwa, and the well of Zamzam, all the du'as he made for the Ummah, in Badr, O my Allah, in Uhud, O my Allah, Allah grant us the barakat and khair of all the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the things he asked protection for the Ummah, O my Allah. He said, I don't fear poverty upon my Ummah, they will have enough, O my Allah, for the love of dunya will grip them. Ya Allah, all the things that he asked protection for, O my Allah, Ya Allah, you give us the full benefit and protection of all those things, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. رضي الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. جزاكم الله خير.
Brothers, I humbly requested to keep the respect of the masjid, inshallah. Keep the noise low. If you have to meet, salam, kalam, quickly partake of whatever there is there. And let's get back to the masjid, to amal, 2 rakats, 4 rakats. The Hajj Salah is 8 rakats. Won't take us long. Little bit of Quran, tilawat, zikrullah, du'as. And then we can proceed, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq and the strength, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.